from your home of, if you're not tanking, you're not trying, semi-live from Studio A, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Eric.
Hey, guy.
How you doing?
It's a good day.
It is.
Yeah, it is. You feel that?
I do.
The breeze?
Yeah.
Rolling through the window? Yeah. Go wind in your hair and all that good stuff,
yeah,
buddy?
Especially yeah. My hair.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. Summer's here.
Is it?
It feels it. Mother's Day was
over
the weekend.
I think they said that spring's coming back this weekend.
Is 80 and change, you know? I'll take 80 and change.
About 60.
The traffic's looking good outside the window.
60 and rain.
60 and rain. Oh, that's spring. All right, cool. And the weather was brought to you by Wisconsin. Yeah, man.
Okay.
What happened in your week of sports?
Not a lot. I mean, my Timberwolves are doing exceptionally well in NBA.
I have claimed the Timberwolves as my team for the playoffs as well.
Well, it sounds like you're not going to have much of a team going forward, the Bucks.
No, I don't want to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll cover it later in the...
Once he gets traded?
I mean, once he gets traded, we'll do a whole show about how sad and awful that will be.
Do you think he's going to go? Because the new report was that he's open for trade.
I mean, my...
I mean, at this point, you got to be.
The fan in me says, of course not. Why would you trade the greatest the player that your franchise has ever seen, a once-in-a-lifetime generational talent who wants to be in Milwaukee, who's won a championship, MVP.
But once you win one.
Once you win one, you want to win it again. You don't want to be known as the guy who wins just one.
I mean, just winning one is great. Ask us Timberwolves
right.
fans.
Right. One day they'll win one. Maybe this is their year. Maybe. I mean, they look great this year, by the way.
So does OKC.
Anthony Edwards looks like the best player on the court no matter who he's playing against. And that's fun to watch. I watched them last night.
Yeah.
No, I guess we could talk about the Bucks briefly.
I mean, it looks like the Bucks, if they wanted to do a rebuild, that would be the way to do it.
It's the only way in the NBA to be great is to either tank to get that number one pick, to get that Shaquille O'Neal, to get that Anthony Davis, to get that Cooper Flagg, to get that guy, right? You need that guy. But the problem is if you're the Bucks, that you will trade Giannis. Let's just say you trade him.
Yep.
He gets paid $60 million.
Yeah.
In the NBA, you have to match salaries.
Yep.
So the Bucks would have to get back $60 million worth of players.
That's possible.
That's possible, but that's a lot of players.
Yeah, but you could do it. I mean, the NBA is really good at doing multi-team trades.
Yep.
And I've seen the potentials and what-ifs. You know, I think I saw a four-team trade in there.
Yep, you could.
You know, but that would retool Milwaukee.
It would make Milwaukee what they've never been, which is the bottom starting over.
Yeah.
They've never been that. They got the number one pick with Andrew Bogut back in 2002 ago, a long time ago. But even then, they never bottomed out.
Right.
The problem, the Bucks, the salary cap in the NBA is kind of weird and confusing. When you spend a ton of money like the Bucks have had, when they signed Chris Middleton and Damian Lillard and Brooke Lopez and Bobby Portis and Giannis, all of these great players, Pat Connaughton, to too much money. They're now over the salary cap by an amount that the NBA doesn't just let you trade players away. You have to receive equal salary back. So for the Bucks to trade $60 million player, they'd have to receive $60 million in players back.
Right.
So they couldn't just get draft picks.
Right.
So the goal would be to get real bad, so you get real high draft picks, so you restart. The problem is all the teams that the Bucks would be able to trade to, Oklahoma City Thunder is a team with young players, a bunch of draft picks, and the space to be able to sign Giannis. The players that the Bucks would get back, you wouldn't be able to tank with. Oklahoma City is the second best team in the Western Conference.
They're probably
going
to go to the finals.
They're a team that looks
they're going to play the Timberwolves.
Yes.
We'll be positive about it.
The team they have is already great. So the players you would receive from Oklahoma City, and I could bore you with the details of who they are, but they're all good. Chet Holmgren was last year's number two overall pick. He's a 7'4" player who can do a little bit of everything.
Right.
Players that they would trade for wouldn't be terrible. They wouldn't be able to get that number one pick. They would just be kind of what the Bucks were for my entire youth, which was the sixth seed in the playoffs, like they are this year.
Right.
The seventh team. They're not good enough to get great players like a LeBron James, but they're not good enough to win a championship. So I mean, I guess if you're the Bucks,
do you think they revamped the coach?
Oh, yeah, man. Doc Rivers is gone. I can tell you this. I will not watch a game next year if Doc Rivers is the coach. Doc Rivers didn't do anything good for the Bucks in a year and almost 2 years that he was the head coach.
Right.
They've underperformed. They were underperforming without Doc Rivers. They'll underperform with Doc Rivers. Please get rid of Doc Rivers. That'd be fantastic. So, yeah, their whole team could get reset. Unfortunately, unless they trade Giannis, that whole team is going to come back in exactly the spot that it did this right. year. Because if you're Milwaukee, you can't bring back Giannis and nothing. Because then he does want to leave.
Yeah,
because then all of the players that he wants to play with, that he has brought along, that have played with him for the last... Giannis is eighth year.
Yeah.
Ninth year. He's not a 19-year-old kid anymore. No, he's not going to want to play with nobody. So that same team, you're bringing it back next year. If you don't trade Giannis as soon as you can to a team like Houston, who, same thing, they've got some young talent. They've got, they are the second, they were like the 2 seed in the West this year. Great
yep.
team.
Yep.
Another team that could use Giannis. Then they would improve. But again, the players the Bucks would get back are good players. I right. watched the Houston in the playoffs this year. Any of the players they've listed are would
it's that
would
superstar.
Be yeah.
It's that yep. superstar that you're. I mean, you got Dame Lillard, but he's aging now. And
he's a 37-year-old with one leg.
Yeah.
That's not a guy that's not who you're building your franchise right. around. If you're the Bucks, you would love to trade for some young talent. Maybe you find a superstar. Maybe there's a guy in Houston who's playing the third or fourth role right now.
Yep.
Who could come to your team and be given the opportunity to play and play 30 minutes a game for a team that's rebuilding. As a Bucks fan, I'm fine with the rebuild. I mean, I'm a Wisconsin sports fan. Part of that is always the rebuild. The Bucks, the Brewers, it's Packers even. You're always a year away. We'll settle. You know, if you make the playoffs, the Brewers make the playoffs, Bucks make the playoffs. Hey, the Packers aren't going to win the Super Bowl, but at least they're in the playoffs. The Badgers are the same way in basketball and yep. football. You just sort of accept B-plus is about as good as it's going to get. So going back to your question, are they going to trade him? Probably not. Should they?
I think they will.
Probably should. There hasn't been a 30-year-old superstar in his prime traded since Luka was earlier this year,
yeah.
and that was a fleecing of mega proportions. Like, Dallas got nothing in return for one of the best players in the NBA. The last time that's happened is a guy like Shaq. Shaq was traded to Miami from the Lakers, and he was traded for 3 players and a couple of first-round draft picks. Shaq was not in the prime of his career anymore.
How about the Spurs?
I saw that trade, too. A front court of Victor Wembanyama and Giannis Antetokounmpo, not only is it the most syllables I've ever said in continuously in a sentence.
How about the Mavs?
Here's the thing, is the Mavs fan base...
Cooper Flagg?
Would, if the Bucks were able to receive the first overall pick in the draft, but again, they have to receive back $60 million in also salaries for Giannis... I think if you're the Mavs, there is no... Because part of that trade, the Bucks would end up with having to get Anthony Davis. They would have to... He's the most expensive player on their roster. You're stuck receiving Anthony Davis, who is damaged goods. He was damaged goods 2 years ago, 1 year ago, 6 months ago, and he'll be damaged goods next year.
Yeah.
If you're the Bucks, I don't want that. I don't want...
No, but the thing
Cooper
is...
Cooper Flagg would be cool.
But you necessarily don't have to keep him. You could do this whole...
You got
to
keep trading him down and trading him down.
Yeah, I mean,
trading him down.
If you really want it and you're, really motivated mm-hmm. but creative,
yep.
you could get what you want if you just got to do that game,
you know? And I think if you're Milwaukee, first of all, if you're Dallas, your fan base, you've lost your fan base. Dallas traded the best player they've ever had.
Right. Then they won't do it. I mean, yeah.
For nothing. They were given we'll call it a free pass from the league. Which is a nice way of saying I feel like that's a little bit suspect that a team was traded away their best player to the Los Angeles Lakers, the largest market, the biggest team,
Anthony Davis.
For cornerstone of the league is the Lakers.
Yeah.
For Anthony Davis and some guy named Max Christie and a first-round pick a couple of years from now is 75 cents on the dollar for what he's worth. That fan base lost their mind.
Yeah.
As well they should.
But in their defense,
mm-hmm.
What's his name? That pulled the trade.
Nico Harrison, their GM.
In hindsight,
yeah,
looked like he was a pretty smart deal because he gassed out.
Yeah,
completely. I mean, he showed he was out of shape.
And it somehow, like I said, because the Mavericks had a one. Okay, yesterday.
1.8% chance of getting the number one.
Kind of ties this all back together is yesterday, on Monday, the NBA held their draft lottery. Anybody not familiar with the draft lottery, the worst teams have the most percentage chance of the higher picks. The worst four teams in the league have a roughly 20% chance to win the first pick. That works its way all the way down to the 14 teams in the lottery. The 14th team was the Dallas Mavericks with a 1.8% chance of winning the number one overall pick. They were in the play-in. They were in the play-in for the playoffs this year. They were right around 500. They weren't awful. It's similar to when the Spurs got Tim Duncan a bunch of years ago because they lucked out where Tim Duncan or David Robinson got hurt. They lost a lot of games, but they lucked into the number one pick, got Tim Duncan the next year. They were headed towards the NBA championship. So a team like Dallas, by all rights, should have had the 12th overall pick, 13th overall pick in the draft, which is some guy. Generally, it's going to be some guy. Giannis was the 14th overall pick, but that doesn't usually happen. Right. So they lucked up to move not only into the top four, which the odds were, I said, the 1.8% chance of winning the lottery, your chances of getting into the top four is like 5%.
Correct.
Felt a little suspicious that L.A. once again was given a great player, and the team that traded Los Angeles his great player, miraculously got the number one overall pick. So Dallas is now a franchise with Anthony Davis, some guy named Max Christie, and now Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg measured in at 6'7", 6'8". He can do everything. He really looks like, for players of fans of 90s basketball, Scottie Pippen.
Sure.
He looks like he can do a lot of everything. He was one of the youngest players in college this year at just barely 18 years old. Was the freshman of the year. Came in with all the hype of being the greatest. And he's going to go number one overall to the Dallas Mavericks. So it really, I guess the franchise is saved. And now the GM looks real smart by getting really lucky.
Sometimes it's all it takes is luck.
Well, that was it. I mean, that's how we're in this spot with the Bucks, because the Bucks lucked out, drafted a guy named Giannis Antetokounmpo, who went from being a 13th overall pick to being the greatest player in the league and an MVP. And giving you the ammunition to be able to trade him for a pile, like everything you want as a franchise. So, I'm not looking forward to the Bucks off season of hearing about this trade and that trade. I'm not looking forward to the day when they finally do decide to trade him. But
you might as well do it now while he has value.
If you're not winning a championship, you should be trying to get to one.
And then get a new coach with a new staff.
Yeah. And if the Bucks aren't winning a championship and they have one, they have literally one chip to cash in. If they don't cash him in, he's going to leave in 2027 anyway, because he'll be a $60 million a year superstar looking to win a championship towards the end of his career, like a lot of players do, like Carmanthan, like a lot of players. So, like I said, for the Bucks, it's kind of a long off season, but it's also a reminder that they won a championship.
It's like the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, it's so tough, and the fact that somebody like the Patriots won so many.
I mean, if you were a Vikings fan, would you have traded who's John Randall for a championship? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, probably.
Yes. Would you have traded Randy Moss in his prime for a Super Bowl? You know,
it's a little different between the NFL though and the NBA.
Yeah.
You got 13 players, You know,
one player in the NBA makes a huge difference.
Right. But as in the NFL, one can make a difference.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot of pieces to make that happen, you know. So trading,
I mean, for a lot of teams that aren't championship.
Were the Browns like Randy Moss just to try? Yeah.
Right, that's just it. If you're every team in the league,
JJ,
would you trade whatever you want on your roster for the opportunity to get one of the best players in the league?
Do you think the Browns would take like JJ McCarthy and Justin Jefferson right now?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, for whatever amount of draft picks
you want.
Yep, you want five picks? Yeah. Here. Cleveland was offered picks for a guy like Myles Garrett.
Right.
Myles Garrett was in a similar position.
Yeah, he didn't want to play there, and all of a sudden, ooh, money.
Difference is from all intents and purposes, it sounds like Giannis wants to play there. I can't speak for him, but the way he talks about and the way the people around him talk.
He's loyal.
He was brought here as a 19-year-old kid from Greece.
Right.
The Bucks trusted him. The Bucks brought his entire family here. His whole family was moved.
Did his brother?
His brother, Thanis,
yeah,
was the 12th man on the bench. I think he still is.
I think so.
He's been there for years. He's holding up a roster spot. That they drafted his younger brother. His younger brother went to high school in Milwaukee. Right. He's got roots established there.
Yep.
That you're just...
Yeah, I mean, there is that loyalty factor.
That does mean something, apparently, to him in the moment. Right. You know, so I guess if you're a Bucks fan, you're crossing
maybe
like, your fingers.
Maybe he's like, give me a new coach and then whoever else, get rid of.
But again, he seems like he could have said that before, but apparently... I mean, he did say that before, and it did not work. So perhaps the franchise is a little leery of trusting Giannis the GM at this point. But so that'll be the offseason for my Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
The playoffs are still going on.
Yes, they are.
The actual good teams with good players who want to be there are playing currently.
Yeah.
Wow. I was watching two games yesterday. I watched the Celtics and the Knicks.
I have become a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
From last year, watching them in the playoffs, gritty.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
I could watch Jalen Brunson lead a team. He's got this. He looks like some guy.
Yeah.
He's built like some guy, plays like that guy.
He's smooth.
Yes.
Some of those moves he was making in the paint, just.
I call him the old school, but it's the Euro step with the flip, with the just.
Whatever.
You know, like he feels like he could do it.
Three defenders around him, and he just weaves his way, and just the basket goes down. It's
3-point. Carl Anthony Towns.
He looks okay.
Which is, I guess, as a Timberwolves fan, he doesn't look a lot different than he did for the Timberwolves, but he's with a better team.
But he's doing the same stuff.
It's interesting that his old coach is still his coach here, too. Tom Thibodeau was his coach for the Timberwolves, and now he's with his coach again for the Knicks, and he's playing really well.
He's playing all right. I mean, he's from watching him, because that's one of the reasons I'm watching is for Towns, but... when he messes up, he messes up like he was, you know.
Like he's still like
he can't play defense to save his life.
He's still that guy that Jimmy Butler refuses to play with once in a while, you know.
There's that.
But they play, I like that basketball where they're playing defense the whole time, hard foul, good offense. Like it's fun to watch. I watched the Celtics won the championship last year.
Correct.
By shooting more 3-pointers than you could possibly defend.
And they kept that on.
And they kept that on this year. They are down 3-1 in their series to the Knicks. And it's not because Jason Tatum, their best player, got hurt about 2/3 of the way through the game yesterday.
Yeah. It wouldn't have made a difference.
Achilles injury.
Yep, he's out.
He wasn't playing all that well before that. The Celtics were not looking championship-worthy that.
Well, last night before he was out, he had scored 40 points.
Yeah.
You know, but they're just not... I don't know. They're just playing. They're not getting aggressive.
It's a finesse game. When you are playing finesse for all year, all the time, when it comes down to somebody actually punches you in the mouth, you don't know what to do. Even as a pro, you could see that they're not ready for the physicality.
Right.
So New York's going to win that series.
They're up 3-1, and I can't see that. Yep.
I watched the game right after that was a game that I was looking forward to
honestly. Me too. I have now come to the point where I'm superstitious about my Timberwolves.
Hey, look at you.
The one game I watched,
they
lost.
I understand.
So I wanted to watch last night, but I go, nope, I'm going to keep this.
You made the right move.
Yeah. You know, they won again, and I'm like, okay, great. So, I'm slowly becoming that way with NFL football.
Now, Julius Randle is becoming, he was one of my favorite players in college.
Sure.
He played for Kentucky.
Yep.
Left-handed power forward.
Yep.
Point forward. He passes. He dribbles. He's not exceptionally athletic. Not real fast. Strong as an ox, and really plays an old school game.
Right.
Like you can tell, he just puffs up his chest and he just gets things done. He plays great. Anthony Edwards, man, it just every time
he's the deal.
Sounds like I'm just like
He doesn't want to be the face of the NBA.
Yeah,
he ain't gonna have a choice.
Yeah, he yells and he. Hammers dunks and
he plays defense.
I mean, he's yelling. I watched him during the game yesterday. He was yelling at somebody in the crowd coming around a screen. He turned around, was yelling at him, took the ball, shot the three, then looked right down at the guy, the fan, and pointed at the fan. I love that. I love when I could watch Anthony Edwards.
I think the progression of him and his game.
Yep.
I mean, he saw it last year at glimpses. He wasn't always, not every game wasn't that.
Yeah.
This year, it's every game.
Yeah.
He turns it on. He's turning it on.
Feels like every possession.
Yeah. And their coach, he's making them, he's holding them accountable. If you listen to his press conferences, he doesn't care who he is. Doesn't care who anybody of those, you know, those guys are.
No.
He holds it to them. And
no, I like that coach. And it's the first time in a long time. I mean, the Timberwolves have never been good. That's fair to say. They had Kevin Garnett. They made the Western Finals when they had, like, Latrell Sprewell, maybe a Sam Cassell era.
Yep.
I liked that team, too. Yep. Wally Szczerbiak was a player for a couple of years. But they've always just been a forgotten franchise.
Yeah, for the longest time. I mean,
You can tell the NBA...
It was good. I watched them. I mean, aside from the Flip. Saunders was their coach.
Oh, yeah. Lacrosse legend.
Yes,
Flip Saunders.
Yes. So I had the privilege of actually meeting him a couple times.
I have met Flip. Saunders was a good dude. He did that camp. That is why I'm a Timberwolves fan, actually, is the connection. Flip Saunders was the Timberwolves coach way back in the day.
Yep.
He was also way, way back in the day, the head coach for the Lacrosse Catbirds. Not Bobcats, Lacrosse Catbirds. I grew up going to lacrosse, thinking that was the cool Vince Hamilton and some of the Johnny Davis's dad and on. Yep, some of the lacrosse guys that you probably have run into downtown lacrosse.
No comment.
They were, I grew up as a Timberwolves fan. My godfather went to school at Minnesota.
And everybody that I knew that knew him on a really good personal level, he was a great stand-up dude.
Sure.
But he passed away.
He did a couple of years ago. Yep.
Yeah. Unexpectedly, his son took over.
He did for a couple of for a year or so.
But yeah, that's the last time I remember that team being really anything.
Yeah, it's been a while. So the NBA is constantly searching for its we'll call it poster boy.
Yeah.
For the longest time it was LeBron James.
Yep.
It was only LeBron James.
Yep.
And now Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Then we switched to LeBron, and that was kind of. They've been looking so hard to find the next guy.
Well, it was for a while Giannis.
It was going to be Giannis.
Yep. Now Donovan Mitchell, SGA out of OKC. Yeah.
You're naming a lot of small market teams.
Yes.
And the NBA wants their best players.
Luka now.
Same thing. Luka Doncic, when he goes now, but he's become the face of the NBA in ways that the NBA fans maybe don't like because he whines a lot. He doesn't play defense. He does all the things.
As well as the Joker in Denver.
Right.
You know?
Same thing.
Yeah.
He's not any
bigger.
That's your face of the franchise. That's the face of the league. And most casual fans don't really know much about him. So you're really looking for
everybody knows.
You want that guy.
If they go to the finals and after beating OKC, he'll be a household name.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of them will be. I mean,
that's all it takes is that one. That's how people knew who Chris Middleton is. You know, he became when you win a championship, people notice. So, you know, I'm going to keep rooting for the Timberwolves. Yeah. They're playing the Warriors, a Steph Curry-less Warriors team. But, I mean,
they're up 3-1.
That really feels like the changing of the guard for me because for a long time, the Warriors were that young, cool team. That was
You have Steph Curry who changed the game.
Yes, changed how people view the NBA.
Right.
100%.
But there was quotes, Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I want Golden State.
Yeah.
I want him so I could, you know. He took out LeBron.
Yep.
And he wants to take out Steph.
Yeah.
And the way that it's rolling. Yeah. He's gonna.
Yep. It's a fun.
It'll be interesting to see who they play.
Sure.
Whether it's Denver or OKC. Because that game that series is tied.
That series is some quality basketball.
Because they got
a
little axe to grind with Denver.
Yeah.
From last year. So.
And Oklahoma is just so talented. Oklahoma City is that is the best series. It is a really fun series to watch. Two teams.
Wow, I'm having a kick watching my Timberwolves.
Well coached, like the flow of the game.
Right.
It looks like how the NBA is supposed to be played with the Nuggets and with Oklahoma City Thunder. But
So
that's gonna be the NBA for at least a few more weeks.
Talk about Pacers and Cleveland.
Pacers
are up what 3-1 right now.
I don't want to root for the Pacers. They keep 2 years in a row. They've taken the Bucks out of the playoffs.
Well,
handily.
You just take the emotion out of it. They're actually a pretty.
I'm a sports fan. Being as you know what I mean, like being a sports fan.
I know
taking the emotion out of sports is like watching TV.
Like
I don't want to
playing
do
the Packers every time.
Yeah, yeah. I want to get excited about beating the Vikings or the Bears
Man.
Yeah. No, I got it. You can't take the emotion out of it for me. That, okay. It just all right, doesn't fine. Work. can't do that.
All right. Aside for NBA stuff, what do you got? Anything
ooh,
else? Brewers?
Ooh,
they're on a slide, I see.
It's okay. Milwaukee Brewers.
You got 5 minutes.
They're about three games under 500. They've been last few. Well, it's frustrating because they win in the margins. Every year that they've, for the last 5-6 years, they've been winning 85 to 90 games, and they've been winning them with base running,
right?
Defense, bullpen, depth.
Right.
They are under 500. They have the worst bullpen in the majors, highest ERA. They have the most innings pitched by the bullpen in the majors by a ton. You've got one of the lower fielding percentages in the league. You've got Bryce Turang committed 2 errors all of last year in 162 games. He's committed 3 already this year. Joey Ortiz was brought up to be, he was part of the Corbin Burns trade last year.
Yep.
He was pretty good last year, played pretty good defense. Not only is he hitting 172, but he's committed like 6 errors at third base. New position for him. It's just not working. Jackson Churio is their best player. He was, you know, a 20-year-old who had one of the best 20-year-old seasons in the history of baseball. This year, he hasn't walked. I think he's walked once. He strikes out. He's hitting 260. You know, Christian Yelich is hitting right around 200. Willem Contreras, who was their MVP last year, who was their best player, one of the best catcher in the league, if not one of, he's the best.
Okay.
He's hitting around 230. There isn't a player in their lineup, a regular player, that is doing really, really well on offense.
Okay.
That's a problem. That's going to be a problem all year because you don't just all of a sudden start hitting again.
Sure.
You are who you are. At a certain point, you get to about game 40 to 50, which is where they're getting close to in baseball. That's who you are. So they're going to be a team that's going to struggle to hit. They're going to be a team that struggles
to make the playoffs.
They are not a playoff team this year. They're going to break that streak for me of being that playoff team. They've got so many injuries. They have seven starting pitchers. Ouch. You have a 5-man rotation baseball.
That was from last week, too.
And you have 7 starting pitchers. Besides Freddy Peralta is their number one. Their number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 best starting pitchers are all hurt. So your guys starting are guys who should be in the minors or should be your relief pitchers.
Sure.
But they should not be your top of the rotation.
By the way, you got 30 seconds left for the night.
Wow, went from 5 minutes to 30
seconds. I was wrong.
Somebody's not gonna.
It was 3 minutes.
You
sorry,
amateur. Oh man. Okay. Well,
My Twins are on an 8-game winning streak.
Are they now?
Yeah.
Wow. We stopped talking about them for about a month.
Yeah.
They actually started playing baseball. Yeah, we should start doing.
They
that
look like they're
the
having
Brewers.
Fun again.
That's the key. The Brewers are not having a good time.
Yeah.
Hey, WDRT, thanks for opening up the doors.
Hey, thanks for donating last week for the pledge drive.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That number on that board that's a big old number out there, right? Like, way to go, everybody. Be proud of yourselves. Have a great weekend. Bye.